Welcome to the Sensational Sex Podcast, where we help women in long-term relationships thrive after the honeymoon stage is over. Are you a woman who wants a deep, intimate, and satisfying connection with her partner? Of course you do. Amy Rowan and Dr. Trina Reed have the answers, and all you have to do is join us each week and take a small step. Soon enough, you'll be that woman who effortlessly has a satisfying sex life. Follow us on social media at Sensational Sex Podcast. Share this episode. Return next week. Leave a review. And thank you so much for subscribing. Now, let's start the show.
Hello, beautiful people. Thank you for listening to the Sensational Sex Podcast. We're so happy you're joining us.
And even though your sex life will never be perfect, you can create a sex life that is perfect for you. And we're here to help you with that.
We have a special year-end podcast. Our lovely podcast editor and producer, Grace Sameth, chose their favorite clips from our podcasts.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see Grace's picks. You know, Grace is a full generation younger than us, and not that Grace represents this entire generation, but I'm interested to see what this generation thinks of us discussing in the trenches long-term sex, because no disrespect to them, they have not had a chance to be in a relationship for 10 years and all the complications that go along with it. I remember when I was 25 and my sister said to me, you cannot know what it's like to be in a relationship for 10 years with kids until you're there. And I remember looking at her like she had three heads. I had no idea what she meant. So I'm really interested in what resonates for Grace.
And I'm just so grateful for Grace having done so much work for our podcast. They have been doing the editing and the mixing and taking a lot of wild and crazy ideas that are coming out of our heads and making them into an easy, continuous podcast for you. So we are just exceptionally grateful for Grace and everything that they have done for us.
Thank you, Grace. So we're going to tee each of the episodes up and then go into what Grace's pick is.
We'll start with the highlights from our very first shows.
Oh my gosh, Amy, you know, it's difficult for me to watch these because we were just getting our feet under us, learning how to be podcasters, and it's just like super cringy.
I know. The audio quality was bad. We had some struggles there. Those of you who listened to those first episodes and stuck with us, we are very grateful. So this first clip is from episode 2. Why do you have sex?
Do you have sex because it makes you feel good and you want to, or because you feel like you have to?
In episode 2, we talked about how women find themselves trapped in the broken orgasm as the goal sex rut.
We talked about what is a delayed sexual response, and by using your responsive desire, it's going to move you into your sexual arousal.
We also talked about why women never ask for something that she wants during sex because, one, she doesn't know how, and two, she doesn't feel like she deserves it, or three, she feels like it's too much work. Here's the clip. Yeah. You know, I'll give you an example from my own life when I had small children. Because it was sort of similar to Stacey, I think, where, you know, there's a time, again, crawl into bed, just tired, exhausted, you know, and husband is, they give you the signs of what they want, you know, what they're looking for. And, you know, in that moment, I'm just like, no, like, no. And then, but what I learned to do was I learned to say, you know what, motivate me.
Oh,
and that basically like that. Meant,
yes,
I need some foreplay and I'm going to need you to put in some time and some work and some effort.
Oh, I like it.
And get some stuff going. And I learned to say motivate me and opening a willingness window. I learned a lot more technical terms for this later on. But, you know, basically that was his cue of like, no, my head is not here. My body is not here. But if you can wake up my body, I know that my head will follow suit. This next clip is from episode 3, Positive Sexual Mindset.
So why a positive sexual mindset is the magic bullet to your happy and fulfilling sex life?
A positive mindset shifts your perspective and enables you to see what's going right with your sex life instead of seeking out and focusing on what's going wrong.
So in episode 3, we discussed why approximately half of all women experience some kind of sexual difficulty at one point in their lives, with a lack of sex being by far the most common.
We also talked about how to notice and reframe any negative thoughts that you may have about sex.
And why a positive sexual mindset is the key to cultivating your desire, increasing your sexual pleasure, and finding joy in your intimacy. And here's Grace's clip.
I think the biggest thing is to start noticing your thoughts, the thoughts you're having when sex is initiated, the thoughts you're having during sex, and the thoughts you're having after sex is done. And when you start keeping track of your thoughts, you may be surprised at how many of those thoughts are negative, and that's okay. That's why we're doing this exercise, right? So notice the thoughts that you're having, and when you start having negative thoughts, it's time to reframe those thoughts. And you can do this with a pattern interrupter. So all a pattern interrupter is, you're having this negative thought, and you can say something to yourself like, I want to enjoy my sexual experience. So what that does is it interrupts this negative thought, and you're actually putting a positive thought into your head. And, you know, a lot of times if you do this enough, all of a sudden those negative thoughts do start to dissipate and go away.
Yeah.
But it does take some practice with pattern interrupters to notice your negative thought and then to actually do something about it.
This is very important. I had a past client in mind, and I remember early on when we first started talking, something that she kept saying over and over again was, I am such a prude. I am such a prude. I am such a prude. And we had to very quickly, one of the first things we worked on doing was reframing that, because I pointed out to her, as long as you're saying things to yourself such as, I'm such a prude, then your behavior, the way that you think about yourself, the way that you interact sexually, is going to reflect that. So how can we frame this, I'm such a prude thought, into a more positive thought? And we came up with something along the lines of, you know, I'm a confident, vibrant woman who enjoys sex.
Wow. And I like that.
Right?
That's a very good pattern interrupter.
Next is Grace's pick from episode 4, Are You in a Sex Rut? And this episode got a lot of pickup, so we might just do a second show.
Does sex add or subtract from your relationship happiness?
And we're giving you 5 ways that you can tell if you've fallen into a sex rut.
In episode 4, we discussed why you may not be interested in sex,
why women grow bored, tired, and frustrated with a sexual framework that is broken,
why women don't feel worthy enough to ask for something different, meaning sex that suits her sexual needs. Here's Grace's clip.
Well, Amy, the way couples are expected to have sex is broken. And a big reason couples find themselves in a sex rut is their sex becomes predictable, which we've talked about. And I think a big part of the predictability is too many couples only ever have orgasm-focused sex. So they go in, and the purpose of this sexual encounter is to have an orgasm. And there's nothing wrong with that, but it does become predictable. And, you know, I think for a lot of women, they just aren't, after a while, it just doesn't do it for them.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I expect there might be a few people who are listening right now who are saying, what should we be having if not orgasm-focused
like,
sex?
What's the point?
Yeah.
What's the point?
So if it's not orgasm-focused sex, what should the focus of sex be?
Yeah.
So, and my, you know, my answer to that is pleasure-focused. So, but, you know, intertwined with this is that most women are unable to communicate what they want, that they want something different, because for all the reasons we just talked about. And so it makes a lot of sense that many women start to grow bored and frustrated with this sexual framework, this orgasm-focused sex, that sets her up for failure, because if she's not having orgasms, now she feels broken, or if it's taking too long, all of those things. And so just because of all of that, she just starts to lose interest because she's not feeling good.
And becomes apathetic.
Yeah.
So the good news is it's not you. Yes. It's the sex you're having. Next, we did a bonus episode, How Much Sex is Normal?
We discussed Shan Boodram's belief of the amount of sex of whoever wants it the least. If it's 2 times a month, then it's 2 times a month. And if you want to change that, then you need to change how you have sex with that person.
In this bonus episode, we discussed how research shows that more sex doesn't affect overall relationship happiness.
And why the Goldilocks standard for sexual happiness is sex once a week.
And why, if you don't have spontaneous desire, responsive desire, or compassionate desire, then you should not have sex. Here's Grace's clip.
Sex doesn't always have to mean intercourse and yes. orgasm.
Yes, yes. Changing the definition of what we think about as sex, because I think that, again, we have this lens, talking about reframing thoughts, reframing mindset, when we have this lens of sex is, you know, in heterosexual relationships, sex is intercourse. And sex, in my opinion, as a sexologist, should include all types of pleasurable, genital, non-genital touching, anything stimulating, arousing. It can include all of these different things, because there will be times in over the course of most couples' lifetime where intercourse may have to come off the table, for whether it's illness, surgery, erectile dysfunction. There are so many different reasons that may happen, but that doesn't mean that sex has to end. It means sex may just have to change, and that change doesn't have to wait until that event precipitates that. So physical intimacy, and that includes cuddling, that includes oral sex, oral and manual stimulation, sharing of sexual fantasies, exploration, toys, you know, some spanking, you know, all of that fun stuff, all of that contributes to this bonding. So this is not just intercourse. So when you focus on overall intimacy, if you want more quality sex, focus on quality over quantity.
And I think that's a message that you and I need to talk about more, is when you start focusing on the quality of your sexual experience, that's when things get interesting and becomes interesting for you. And, you know, all of a sudden you want to participate.
Yes. And we have to be clear on what is vital to our needs, and then be intentional in how we're going to make sure that the other spouse's needs are met. If both parties are seeking to make sure that their spouse's core needs are being met, then this is going to build enthusiasm and desire. In episode 5, the sexual choices you make before, during, and after sex determine how you feel about the sex that you're currently having.
Your sexual choices are behind the wheel, driving your sexual experience.
In this powerful episode, we discussed how taking responsibility for your beliefs and judgments gives you the power to change them, and this is your ticket to sexual freedom.
And during our Sex IQ segment, Amy and I had a really interesting discussion about yoni massage.
And if you don't like the sex that you're currently having, how you can start to make different choices to get different sexual results. Here's Grace's clip.
That if you're not happy with the sex you're having, and that includes your partner, it's mm-hmm. time to take stock of the choices you're making during sex and taking responsibility for your beliefs and judgments. Making new sexual choices is your ticket to sexual freedom.
Ooh, that sounds powerful. We'll take a 1 minute make happy sex memories with an XN's Motivate Me moment.
Because the best couple moments are when you look at each other with knowing smiles over your morning coffee.
Is your sex life feeling a little blah? Why not try a flavored lube?
Flavored lube combines tasty flavors and sex into one delicious harmony. It makes oral sex more fun and sex more steamy.
It helps you not rush into sex, turning foreplay into an adventure.
Flavored lubricant is an easy way to introduce an entirely new sensory experience into your sex play. Smelling and tasting your partner's delicious body with XN's flavored lube unlocks a new level of pleasure.
During oral sex, use flavored lube to taste your partner with your mouth. Don't be shy. Apply it anywhere that you want to lick.
Take it slow and use flavored lubricant on all of your partner's erogenous zones during foreplay, like their neck, their thighs, and their nipples.
Surprise your partner with a little blindfold action. Have a game of name that taste. See if your partner can identify both the flavor and the body part that they lick.
Not sure what lube to use? XN's Pure Aqua Water-Based Lubricant was nominated as Sex Lubricant of the Year.
XN's Apple Teeny Water-Based Lube received the Lubricant of the Year award. You'll love this delicious flavor.
XN's Aloe Vera Water-Based Lube is made with organic aloe vera extract, rich in vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and antioxidants. Aloe vera is known for its soothing properties.
And my favorite is the Raspberry Lube by XN's. It tastes delicious, and you know that what you're putting on and in your body will be safe.
It gets even better. Go right this second and do a solid for your partner. Go to the XN's website, xns-usa.com. That's EXSENS-USA.com, and use the coupon code SENSATIONAL and get 20% off your purchase.
If you have any respect for your taste buds, then say yes to XN's award-winning flavored lubricants. If you're curious to check out the products for yourself, go to xns-usa.com website. That's EXSENS-USA.com and use the coupon code SENSATIONAL and get 20% off.
That's a good deal.
Back to our Grace's Highlights podcast. Trina, what was something that you've learned while doing these podcasts?
As I've said many times, I've been doing this for 25 years. And with each generation, there's new names or monikers to the same thing, which means I need to learn a new language every 10 years. So when I was writing these podcasts, I would have to catch myself to make sure I wasn't using outdated terms. So for example, when I went to school in the dark ages, I learned the term gender bender. And now the new term is non-binary. But I just want to be clear that in the time that I went to school until now, that term has changed at least 6 times. So, you know, although I am all for this next generation forging their own path, I also understand why there's a bit of a resistance from the older crowd in adopting these new terminologies. And I just want to give a public service announcement to young people. It's not that the older generation are resisting much. It's just a lot of effort to relearn things that we already know. So, and maybe that's a topic for another podcast. So, Amy, what have you learned from this podcast?
I have been so grateful to do this podcast with you as I have been relaunching my career as a sexologist, because even though I have an extensive amount of training and knowledge that I've come into this with, going through this process and these episodes have absolutely influenced the way that I am coaching my clients and given me an even clearer framework for a lot of the work that I do with them. And it's helping me be a stronger sex and intimacy coach. And I'm just very grateful for being able to add in all of your knowledge and experience into my work. I think that that is going to bring about even more beautiful transformations for our clients. And I've just really enjoyed doing all of this with you.
Yeah, I think we've both learned a lot from each other, and I think that's what makes a strong sexologist, when you're able to take from all different areas, from all different people, and we're all sharing our knowledge so that couples in long-term relationships can have mutually satisfying sex. That is ultimately all of our goals, and I'm just so glad that we're able to do this, you and I, together.
And have Grace doing all of the powerful behind-the-scenes work, because there is a lot that goes into editing and producing a podcast. It's an enormous amount of work. We could not do it without you, Grace.
So here's my question, Amy. Did you know it was going to be this much work?
Yes and no. I knew it was going to be more work than I was expecting. I don't think you can ever really know how much work something is going to be until you get into it. But I went into it eyes wide open. I went into it excited about this partnership and what we were going to create. And it has absolutely been worth every minute of it. So yes and no. What about you?
Yeah, I knew. I knew how much work it was going to be. And so I had to really think about it. Like, you know, it's a commitment. And so when I first met Amy, I said, Amy, I am committed to you for a year. And I'm certain, bless you, Amy, I'm certain you had no idea when I said I'm committed to you for a year what I was actually saying to you. Like, I knew going in what this was going to be. And I'm so glad we're here, because I feel like we are building each other up and we're building this podcast up. And it's been such a good thing for everybody.
Well, I felt deeply honored when I got that first email from you. I felt chosen, and we had already felt a connection in our first interactions through my summit. And so I was just very excited for the opportunity and just to see where this would go and how we could create something, again, that would just help women and couples in long-term relationships have better sex lives. Because, again, we share that passion, and I knew it was going to be a really amazing partnership.
Yay us. Yay this podcast. Yay the people listening to it.
Enough of our pats on the back. But I think it's important to celebrate steps along the way. So this is our celebration of our partnership. So moving on to episode 9. This was a big one, and we talked about big sexual shame.
So if you want to experience more fun and laughs in the bedroom, you need to understand how sexual shame short circuits your sexual experience.
Shame stops healthy, vibrant, and sexual women, and this is a big reason that women lose interest in sex.
So in episode 9, we discussed why you and your sexual happiness are worth the effort of confronting any negative emotions in order for you to move beyond them.
Society dictates to women every day that they can't like sex too much, they can't like sex too little. She needs to like sex just the right amount. But how much is the right amount?
It's anybody's guess. We then discussed a common shame for women, vaginal farts, and what you can do to overcome feeling ashamed if it happens to you. And here is Grace's clip.
But shining a light on it, being aware of the things that you're ashamed of, and then talking about them. Because once you bring things out into the light, they don't stand up anymore. Because once you discuss it, once you're aware of them, once you discuss it with the appropriate person, maybe it's your partner, maybe it's a therapist, maybe it's your best friend, but that will help you learn to dispel that and remove it and move out of those feelings.
Sexual self-confidence, a big component is recognizing that you will always have negative emotions, but you can overcome them. So that's, you know, taking that leap of, you know what, nobody wants to dig in. Nobody wants to delve into their shame. Mm-hmm. And if I do, I'm going to come out the other side a lot more confident.
In episode 10, we talked about, are you worth the trouble that it takes to have good sex?
Understanding what you need from the sexual experience, which may be different from your partner, and then ask for what you want, is all based on you feeling worthy.
In an episode 10, we went through a letter from a woman that we'll call Jane and the sexual struggles that she's dealing with.
And then I ask, how did women get here? It's so completely messed up that Jane is compelled to push herself so hard, ask for so little, and expect even less.
We talked about why communicating about your sexual needs, setting boundaries, and negotiating seems to be an impasse for most women. And more importantly, we talked about what you can do about it. Here's Grace's clip. Being able to communicate your sexual needs, setting boundaries, and negotiating can really seem to be like an impasse for most women. They don't want to rock the boat. They don't want to say anything because they're afraid of that conflict.
And yet, avoiding conflict is the reason women stay stuck. The majority of women actively avoid walking into a complicated mess, especially when it involves sex. The thing is, avoiding conflict is why women stay stuck and feel miserable inside for the rest of their lives or until they move on to their next relationship.
If you're listening to this podcast, you are worth so much more than this.
Yes.
Your partner and your relationship deserve to have you being your fully sexually expressed self.
And it starts with you taking control of your sexual narrative. Next, we're going to episode 11, Do You Feel Sexy? And what does being sexy even mean?
The closer you can get to being your most authentic self, the more self-worth, self-esteem, and confidence that you will naturally have.
So in this episode, you'll find out how you can download your free sexy checklist that you can do with yourself or even better with your friends.
Sexiness is being authentically yourself, and we give you 5 characteristics of a sexy person.
And then Amy and I went through 10 of the Are You Sexy questions on the quiz, and I'm not sure if we passed the sexiness test. I hope so.
Of course we did. Of course we did.
And here's Grace's clip. Researchers who conducted a series of experiments on hundreds of participants found that vulnerability can be very alluring. And I think it's because we love seeing the raw truth and openness in other people because vulnerability is incredibly humanizing.
And vulnerability is so scary, I think, for a lot of people to open themselves up. Why do you think that is?
So the base of authenticity and vulnerability is getting over the feeling of rejection. So if I put my real self out there and I'm vulnerable with you, you're going to reject me. And that's a really hard thing to get over. And yet, as the studies show, when you can just be yourself and you can be your most vulnerable, that is the most alluring and sexy.
In episode 12, we talked about how there are big sexual shames and then there are micro shames.
So micro shames are the shames that go unnoticed, but their cumulative effect can be devastating to your sexual self-confidence.
In this episode, you'll find out why micro shames are like a thick coating of black tar that sits on top of what would normally be a natural and healthy sexual desire and arousal response.
So because micro shames are tiny and they're easy to disregard, their power is to keep you silent and looping in your insecurity.
And we go through how one woman, Alexandra, dealt with someone who body shamed her and what she did to get her sexual power back. Here's Grace's clip. When you're feeling guilt about feeling shame, and then you're feeling shame about feeling guilt, and it just becomes this whole spiral. And so what you have to do is you've got to be able to pull one of those things out and stop this whole thing in its tracks, because it's just so easy to, oh my gosh, I'm supposed to be a positive, confident, sexual woman. Why can't I be a positive, confident, sexual woman? What's wrong with me? How am I ever going to teach my daughters to be positive and confident if I can't? Blah, 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 blah. And we go through all of these things. And so we have to be able to stop this in its tracks and stop this process.
And it's important to pay attention to when they're showing up in your life, and getting over it is not going to be bam, boom. It's going to be, you're probably going to feel guilt when you're trying to get over it, but just move through that guilt into the other side. So new thoughts open up to new positive feelings, which will have you doing new behaviors. So then on our next We Don't Know the Answer But We'll Do Our Best bonus episode, we discussed No Nut November.
We asked the question, does abstaining from masturbation and porn really help men?
In this bonus episode, we discussed what is No Nut November and how it has grown since 2011 into a huge men's movement.
We looked at how the research says one thing about masturbation and porn, But people ignore the research and they go with their emotions, not surprisingly.
No. And we gave some ideas to men who are trying to find that balance between masturbating and watching porn. Here's Grace's clip.
Earlier on in my relationship, porn was a negative influence in our relationship. When my husband and I first started dating, he shared with me, he was actually open about it. He said, "Amy, I like to look at porn when I masturbate, but I promise that this will never interfere with our relationship, with our sexual connection. But this is something that I do." And I had a really hard time with it. And we had many fights over the years over it. And ultimately, and it took probably 20 years. It took me probably 20 years to get to a place where it finally didn't bother me. And ultimately what it was for me was it was a self-esteem thing for me. And certainly as we got married and then as I got pregnant and as we had children and my body changed and my mood changed and my weight and all of these different things. And then every once in a while, I would discover that he'd been looking at porn and I would blow up because I felt bad about myself. And he felt bad about, he didn't want to do anything that would make me feel bad. But I actually admire the fact that he said, "This is something normal for me to do. It's not interfering with our sexual connection," which it never did, other than my own self-esteem. And ultimately how I overcame how I was feeling about it is I'd never really looked at porn, shockingly. And once I started exploring some different, and for me, it wasn't actually visual porn. I preferred listening to like erotica and things like that. Once I started exploring my own version of erotic stimulation, and I really actually learned to recognize how completely and totally separate it was from the connection that I had for my husband, then I finally got it. And then poof, it wasn't a problem anymore.
Amy, thank you so much for sharing that. There's going to be a lot of people listening to what you just said, and you've just helped a lot of people with that share. So thanks for getting so vulnerable. I'm sure that was tricky for you to do. So well done. Well done, Amy.
It's time to call this year's podcasts a wrap.
I just want to say a big thank you to Grace, who magically fell from the sky like an angel and said they would intern for us. Like, honestly, I was going around for days saying, "I've got an intern. I've got an intern. Look at me. I felt so special that you came into our lives. And from this moment on, they have been an integral part of our team and success. So thank you, Grace.
Grace, having you as part of our team, knowing that you are a budding sexologist and growing in your own fledgling career, and having you in the Sensational Sex Podcast family has not only been an enormous help, a relief, but we are just so grateful to have you as part of our family.
Hey everyone, it's Grace, the Sensational Sex Podcast editor. I wanted to come on here and thank Amy and Dr. Trina for letting me put together this episode for you all, and also just express my gratitude for being a part of the team and everything that both of them have taught me and the support that they've given me. It's meant a lot.
So as Amy and I go into our second year of podcasting, we want to sincerely thank you, the listener, for supporting our podcast. We can't do this without you.
Your listenership means the world to us, and I also want to commend you for making the choice to listen, learn, and transform your sex life every time you tune in. That's it for us.
Until next time, stay sexy.
On next week's episode of the Sensational Sex Podcast.
On this month's We Don't Know the Answer, But We'll Do Our Best bonus episode, we're talking about whether repair attempts can help a couple to stop fighting during the stressful holiday season.
The holidays can pile on stress, especially for so many women who do the invisible chores and to-dos to get everything ready. This can cause couples to snap, bicker, and fight.
Hi, I'm Dr. Trina Reed.
And I'm Amy Rowan, and we're so happy to help your sexuality thrive after the honeymoon stage is over.
In this Sensational Sex Podcast bonus episode, you'll find out what is a repair attempt and why couples who do repair attempts are significantly more likely to stay happily married.
You'll also find out how you can implement a repair attempt into your relationship.
And why the most important predictor of a happy marriage is that a couple enjoys an endearing, deep friendship, which makes repair attempts easier to do.
Make sure to listen, because this podcast will give you the tools to create a sex life that is fulfilling for you.
Are you struggling with lack of desire, mismatched sex drives, pain, or peri- or postmenopausal shifts that affect your sex life? Are you craving more pleasure and passion in the bedroom, but you don't know where to start? At Suburban Intimacy, I offer a holistic blend of one-to-one coaching, educational workshops, online events, and curated by a sexologist intimacy products. Book a complimentary discovery call at suburbanintimacy.com. And while you're there, download your 5 free tips for sexy scheduled sex. Want to spice things up? Save 15% off your first order at suburbanintimacyshop.com with the code PODCAST15.
Is good sex on your mind, but not in your bedroom? Go to trinareed.com and check out my award-winning books, The Sex Course and Sex Bootcamp. While you're there, grab your free copy of Sex Bootcamp Masterclass and sign up for my success newsletter to get weekly freebies and easy ways to help you become the juiciest, sexiest version of you.